Let's say you're facing foreclosure. You've tried HAMP, HARP, and the HOPE Hotline, all federal or state lifelines designed to help the borrower in need. But after repeated calls and runarounds, you've gotten nowhere. Right about now, you need a life preserver. That life preserver arrived today when Boston Community Capital announced it was bringing its SUN initiative to Maryland. According to Elise Cherry of SUN, that's Stabilizing Urban Neighborhoods, the program helps people facing foreclosure stay in their homes.
We attempt to buy from the foreclosing lender at essentially the current market price. Now, that price is often substantially lower than the price might have been originally, but frankly, it's the only amount of money that anyone is going to pay the lender. No one today is going to pay more than current market. So we buy for that price, and we turn around and sell back to the homeowner.
Cherry says that reduces the homeowner's principal by almost 40% on average. Housing advocates and activists have been pushing principal reduction for years, but lenders and investors have resisted. She says the program started with money borrowed from foundations, high net worth individuals, and some government money.
We initially went out and raised about $50 million to do this work, but now we have taken the income, that is the principal and interest payments that each homeowner makes every month, and have recapitalized the undertaking so that we have more funds. So what we think is that we have an evergreen source of capital.
With their 15 employees, Cherry says she expects to do $50 million worth of lending in Maryland in the next year. And then she'd like to expand to other states like Florida, Nevada, California, and Illinois. The states are on the list of those hardest hit by foreclosure. So how is Maryland doing? Well, compare foreclosure figures for the last 2 years. According to RealtyTrack, about 12,000 properties were foreclosed upon from January through August last year, compared to more than 28,000 properties during the same period this year. That's more than double. So, though many received the SUN Initiative's news with open arms, the track record in Massachusetts, 400 homes in 3.5 years, won't be nearly enough. Marceline White, executive director of the Maryland Consumer Rights Coalition, says she's happy to see another nonprofit on the scene, but she questions why the lenders aren't doing the principal reduction loans.
I think it's a welcome opportunity, but I think it takes a tremendous amount of capital to be able to do that. So again, what you're seeing is the private sector and the nonprofit sector basically playing the role that the banks should be playing. And you're not seeing government actually play the role that they should in terms of enforcing the actions of the banks and having consequences that are meaningful enough to make the banks change their course of action.
White says the state received $1.3 billion in relief from the Attorney General National Mortgage Settlement. She'd like to see more efforts with this money to keep homeowners in their homes and more of a push from Maryland Attorney General Doug Gansler to get the banks to offer principal reductions and refinancing, like she's seen in other states, such as New York and Florida. Cherry says the SUN Initiative sometimes receives late payments, but they reach out to their borrowers and get them back on track. She says they've only foreclosed on one borrower. I'm Mary Rose Madden reporting from Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.